www.thebeatsofmetal.com. What's on your mind? The show that asks the question on the radio every single day because we want to know. In fact, that's the name of the show, What's on Your Mind. We call it What's on Your Mind because we want to know what's on your mind. So, folks, take us seriously. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. We're talking about great sprayers, power to the ground technology, maximum efficiency, power with fuel savings and simplicity. Do you know the Apache sprayer is the only sprayer with a 5-year standard warranty? Look, you don't put a 5-year warranty on something unless you know you've got a quality product, and they certainly do. And I had a chance to stop out and see some of the crew there recently and really got a chance to get a sense of what a quality product that is. I'd love you to do the same. Stop and see them. They're in Mandan. They're in Frontier off of I-29 south of Fargo there at Frontier, 52nd Avenue South exit. And you can also find them online at highplainsapache.com. Don't take my word for it, by the way. Go to their website. You'll find links to the manufacturer, and you'll find the stories that folks talk about Apache sprayers and the fuel efficiency and the warranty and the mechanical drive system. It gets you a more rugged machine and makes that Apache sprayer easier to maintain, the light footprint, too. There's just so many good things to say about them. We appreciate them as a sponsor of the program we call What's on Your Mind. Well, I know this. A lot of folks in the great state of North Dakota have the oil and gas industry on their mind for a lot of reasons. It might be because it's recently brought them here. It's brought them an opportunity to provide for their family, an opportunity to move to a new community. It could be from folks that are current residents that see all of the efforts underway to get ahead of the infrastructure needs for a very busy part of it. It's communities like Grand Forks and Wahpeton and Fargo and West Fargo that are seeing impacts from the oil patch as well. It's pretty extraordinary. It's one of the reasons we're pleased today to be joined by the president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness, who's here to take your questions and comments on all things about the oil and gas industry today on the program. Mr. Ness, nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott. How are you today?
Wonderful. Thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. I last saw Ron down at Frisco, Texas, along with a whole lot of other green and gold fans. That was quite the fun, wasn't it?
That was an amazing experience, and I can't wait till next year.
Are you taking it to the bank on number 4 already?
No, but it sure was fun, and I won't miss another one. I know that. It was so amazing. You turn around, and somebody you haven't seen since college from somewhere in the country was standing there, and it was just great.
I had dinner on Saturday night with some friends of ours, and I forget which one of the friends said, you know, I went to school with Ron Ness, and I saw him from a ways away. It would either be Brian Mattson, Bill Nelson, or Dave Dietz.
Bill Nelson.
Was it Bill Nelson?
Linton, okay. North Dakota.
Bill is from Linton. He's one of the top executives at Shields for Shields Sports. So, yeah. And he said he saw you there somewhere in the stands. So, it had been a while since he had seen you.
You know, Scott, you mentioned jobs, and I sent you a job service jobs report this morning. But on the way into the studio, somebody here grabbed me and said, you know, I've got a son that's coming home from the military. He's 21, probably not quite ready to jump back into college yet, but what can we do to get him a job? And, you know, that's the most exciting thing to me about this Bakken play. 5, 6, 8, 20 years ago when we got out of college, where was that young person going to have to go to get that job? Right now they're thinking about North Dakota. There are jobs from east to west, north to south, but we can provide that young man a job, and he's going to have a great opportunity to get a good job in North Dakota. Might be a career path, might be a jump to something he likes to do better and go back to college and get some more training, which is always the best avenue for these people. But it's exciting to have that type of opportunities. Every day we get that.
Every day you get a list like this that says these are current openings right now that these companies want to fill.
They are. And, you know, what's happening as you begin to, you see the news talking about this transition that we've been going through, but we're transitioning from the the types of transient type jobs that follow the drilling rigs and that type of activity, the construction relations activities, which have been here, by the way, now for over 7 years as this play is, you know, we're 7 years into this deal, if you can believe it. It's hard to believe that every Monday morning when you wake up and you get a new task thrown at you. But we're moving into these production jobs, which in those jobs, they're tied to every one of those wells that are out there. So every well to me is like an $8 or $10 million business storefront. Somebody has to live within an hour of that well. And every three wells, you may have a person that tends to those, and then you're going to need somebody else to supervise all those people. And it's just kind of a ratchet effect of production related jobs. Those are the people that need the apartments. They need the single family housing. Those are the people that are going to lead to that baby boom that we're seeing out in those Western communities. They want those community services. They want to be part of the community. We're getting there. So those are the types of jobs that we're seeing more and more, which is, you know, adding to the need for retail, all of those things that we're starting to see come to the Western communities.
Well, as you say, the fact that there's been job openings is not new. It's just amazing that it continues to sustain at that pace. What is new is more places for them to call home and be a part of community, right? I mean, that's what I think gets lost. People have this vision of maybe what they read in a newspaper from hundreds of miles away or have heard about from one person or another that doesn't necessarily keep pace with the just literally day-to-day addition of different, whether it be apartments or single-family homes or townhomes or even roads and bridges is really getting ahead of this, right, Ron?
Well, that's right, and I would encourage you to have Ward Kozer, the mayor of Williston, or Tom Ralston, or Sean Winko, one of those Williston folks on the radio, or the Dickinson folks, or the Watford City folks, even the mayor of Stanley, because talking about the number of new homes that are coming up in these communities, and ultimately that's what's leading to the decisions to add to the schools. You're seeing some retail. It all takes time, and it's a very frustrating process dealing and managing growth. But how do you deal and manage with growth versus how do you deal and manage with death? And we can have that debate forever. We were on a slow decline of death in rural North Dakota. I'm from rural North Dakota. I know it. I've seen it. We all have. It just happens at a slower, longer pace. So we have choices. Do we want babies in our communities, or do we want the alternative, the other alternative, which we know that is going home for funerals and seeing vacant, empty lots.
And speaking of which, I just saw a headline that the North Dakota baby boom is back. The state records 10,000 births for the first time in almost 25 years. So it goes very, very much to your point of, you know, growth versus decline. I like a headline like that. Do you?
It's absolutely remarkable when you think about the fact that we used to count how many. I remember one year we counted how many calves were born in Bowman County or something silly like that because there were so few childbirths that nobody ever dreamt that we could turn this thing around. And it does not come pain-free. Economic success and job creation and career growth does not come all neatly bundled up in economic development with a nice little bow tie on it, you know. Things are going to get spilled. Things are going to happen. We have to do everything we can to be as safe as possible, prevent those accidents, learn from those accidents, which we're dealing with every day. We're the eye of the storm. We're looked at as the model of oil shale development in the world. We got to do this right. We got to learn from our mistakes because we're charting the pace, charting the path forward.
And, you know, just you hope that reality plays a part in that. I mean, I've been blessed to spend a lot of time in the Bakken, and we have a radio station right in the middle of it, Tioga, North Dakota. So I'm there a lot, and I see it. And, I interact with folks that have been there all their life, and I interact with folks that have been there, 6 months and got a smile a mile wide in their face because they're now able to send bucks home. But the reality of actually being there on the ground and seeing it and living it and reading about it in a newspaper or hearing about it from someone third, second, or fourth hand is very different, that's why I really hope folks really get a chance to. I'll give you one example. Just in Texas, I ran into a friend that knows the industry very well and said, you know, have you ever flown over the Permian Basin down in Texas? And I said, I haven't. He said, you should do it sometime because there are oil wells as far as you can see. He said, yet I've flown over the Bakken, and there's a lot of vast North Dakota amongst all that. It's very different, and people don't understand that they have a mental picture of something very different than reality sometimes, don't they?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And traditional mega oil fields like the Bakken become oil fields. This is still agricultural land with this technology, the ability to extract resources from under it with still agricultural land. You know, the footprint of the Bakken is one-tenth of a fraction of what it would have been just, you know, 10 years ago, as you would have had to have wells all the way across those 2 miles spaced evenly. Now you put the wells out by the road. Everybody sees the pad, by the way, which is, you know, part of what they think. But you got 2 miles there that there aren't going to be any wells or roads or pipelines. So everything is done in corridors. But, you know, change is hard. And that whole mindset is one of the frustrating things for me is that, you know, people from not in those areas still think the driving and the hotels and all those things. I encourage everyone in North Dakota, take a day trip. Take a day and a half trip. You can get a hotel room now in those communities for
Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston.
The prices are very reasonable at hotels. You know, maybe close to half of what they were 2 years ago in some of those communities, and you can get them. So take a day trip, make an opinion for yourself, then you've got an opinion. It's your opinion.
Good advice. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council is with us, taking your calls, questions, comments. Welcome, 800-228-0550. We shall continue. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you in pain, worried about the side effects of painkillers? Pain Commander is an all-natural way to relieve pain and support healthy muscles, tendons, and joints. Locally manufactured in North Dakota for people with issues ranging from fibromyalgia to arthritis and even sports injury. Visit our website at pain-commander.com or call 701-331-4416. You do not have to live in pain any longer. Take command of your life. Take command of your pain. Go to pain-commander.com.
Save the date, May 31st, the day the USS North Dakota will be commissioned in Connecticut. Here's the chair of the USS North Dakota Committee, Bob Wiefold, for more.
We have been given the great honor, the great privilege of having a ship named after our great state. It's the second one that's been named after our state. It's been over 90 years since a ship carried the name of North Dakota. And May 31st, when we get commissioned, it'll be 104 years since the ship has been commissioned with the name of North Dakota. So this is a historic moment for the people of our state. It's something everybody can be proud of, something everybody can be involved in. And the other thing about it, it's also given this chance to really demonstrate some patriotism, because this nuclear submarine is going to be the latest and greatest attack submarine in the U.S. Navy, in the world, as a matter of fact. And we can be proud it's going to bear our name.
To be a part of this historic event, find out more information at ussnd.com. All gifts are tax deductible. ussnd.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Chance to visit one-on-one with someone whose phone rings pretty much 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from international media sources wanting to know about this, that, or the other thing that's happening in the Bakken. Ron Ness is here, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, and maybe you should tell folks what the North Dakota Petroleum Council is all about, Ron.
Well, the Petroleum Council is a trade association that represents the oil and gas industry and all those entities that are involved in it. It's been in business since 1952, which is 1 year after the oil was discovered in North Dakota. And, you know, we work on behalf of our members, but also work, I think, as to be part of the solution, because there are so many challenges and so many things that if you're not part of the solution, just as we talk about what the right process is for managing all of these issues, we got to look at the solution side of the business. We can't just solely focus on, oh, this is such an impact. We got to do this or this or this. What's the solution? How do we move it forward? This is not going away. As I said before, we're in about year seven of this current activity in North Dakota. And remember, on the Montana side of the border, this Bakken technology was actually, really developed in Richland County, Montana, starting in 2002. So we're a decade into this deal, and all of those services came out of Williston and Dickinson and Watford City. So those employees had all been living in North Dakota, working on the Montana side of the border. But now, of course, we've cracked the code on the North Dakota side. We've framed up the area where the Bakken is. As I've said, it's becoming a harvest or more of a mining operation. You got to get more efficient. You've got to eliminate your movements. We have to have pipelines in place. We have to have all of those things in place that kind of calm the activities, which also reduce costs, improve safety, reduces the impacts. But also, you're seeing what amazes me about this is we talk about, the temporary housing people, they all came here in droves, and then all of a sudden it's people dealing with solutions for water. Now it's people coming in with grand ideas from all over the world about solutions for managing waste or this or that or the other thing or remote technology to manage these flares. Ultimately, though, the best solutions come from North Dakotans. We get a lot of people here coming here to save ourselves with technology, but the Bakken is unique in so many ways, as is our land and everything else about North Dakota. So those North Dakota entrepreneurs are ultimately the ones that I think come up with the best solutions, the ones that have a real lasting impact.
You mentioned, that we're in year seven. A question we get a lot, and by the way, if you have questions or comments, they're welcome for Ron. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. One question I get a lot, I'm going to just run through a number of questions that have come up before that will give you a chance to address that others have addressed, but one I hear a lot is, how long will this last? Now, you've touched on that to say, the different phases that we're in, but at today's technology, with what we have now available to us, is this a 20, 30, 40? I mean, how long do we have, because people, given history, see it as a boom-bust cycle, right? I mean, is there a danger of a boom-bust cycle, or do you see this as more of a steady pace?
Well, I think this is still a commodity business, and the not unlike agriculture. You know, what's going to happen with corn activity and corn production, as you see, corn prices go from $7 to $3 to $2. You know, same thing happens somewhat on the oil side. The difference is that now we're approaching 1 million barrels of production, and that production is going to continue. The exploration money, the drilling in new wells, exploring in new technologies, and those things are a direct reflection of that price of the commodity. So we're going to see some variations in activity. You know, we were at 220 drilling rigs in May of 2012. Today, we've been around that 180, 190, 175 for virtually 2 years now, and it's very stable. So that's going to go up and down a little bit possibly, but essentially what's shown is that companies now have their areas where they've identified where the production is, and they're trying to get more efficient and get more of that oil out of there. That process alone, with what we know today, is going to take somewhere in the terms of another 15 to 20 years. But all of that oil in the ground, as we've said before, and out of every 100 barrels of Bakken oil you have in the ground, with the best technology today, maybe we get 92, maybe we leave 92 or 94 of them behind. So rest assured, those brilliant minds of the future are going to be trying to figure out, how do you get just 1, 2, or 3 more percent of that oil out of the ground? That means you come back into those wells with new technology, new techniques, So,
plus the geography of where you're finding it is expanding as well, right? With that new technology.
Well, and I don't think the geography is expanding so much where the world class Bakken is. I think it's how you recover the resource within that defined area, and that's why you're seeing companies that originally had planned for one or two wells per 2 miles. Now they're looking at 4, 8, or 12 wells off that pad, multi-well pad development. Huge. That's a game changer in terms of what we're going to use as a footprint, but also how much of the resource you're going to recover. So that's what companies are going to focus on, and that's why you're seeing them make these big investments in, you know, and you're seeing what's happening in these communities.
But I've heard folks in Bowman and around Botano say, hey, you know, you hear stories about this expanding out a little bit. I mean, do you see the line changing with new technology and different, whether it be Three Forks or some of the other plays out there in addition to the Bakken?
Well, I'm not a geologist and I'm not an engineer and I don't make predictions, Scott, but here's how I see that. There's an area of world-class Bakken that has been framed up, and now you begin to build your infrastructure from that. And of course, when you go from thinking you're going to have 2 wells to now 12 wells, it outsizes your infrastructure. In those other areas, I see that more as channeled oil, more traditional type oil and gas development, where maybe through some 3 or 40 seismic, you spot some bumps, you go in there, you drill 5 to 7 wells, you're on the resource, you're off the resource. And remember, where the Bakken is productive, it's like a cookie sheet. You're drilling into what is a known resource because it's a world-class resource. These other resources are more traditional, like what we've seen in North Dakota. When prices are high, people are going to explore, and we want them to explore. When prices are low, they're going to probably retract. So we certainly think that there'll be activity and there'll be exploration in those areas, but it's not world-class Bakken. It's not what we're, you know, it's more like what we would have had 8 or 10 years ago.
We had a call a few weeks back from a listener in Minot who had heard an analogy that Lynn Helms had used, Director of Mineral Resources for the state, of the Daytona 500, saying we're like in lap 5 of the Daytona 500 and things are just settling in now. That particular listener took that as, I'm gone. If we're only lap 5 of 500 and this is the level of activity we're going to have, I can't take that. I'm moving. What is that analogy you support, or what? Give me your reaction to that listener's reaction to the fifth lap of a 500 lap race.
Well, I think what he was likely trying to describe is, you know, what we've been talking about. During that exploration phase, you have 3 years essentially to get out there and get a well in every 2 mile section spacing unit that you have your interest in, or else you lose them. And of course, they're up for bid then, and you know, the highest bidder may come into your area and outbid you. So that was a race to cover your leasehold. Now you're into the exploration and the efficiency stages of this. So kind of that craziness from that element is gone. You're building the roads. You know, we're still going to be building roads. We're going to be doing all of those things for a very long period of time. But I view it more as you're climbing a hill to try and get up on top of the mountain to a plateau. And you've got to keep building. You've got to build your way through these challenges. Because if you're pedaling a bike up that hill and you back off the pedals, you go backwards. You still got it. This Bakken is here. It's not going away. It's up to all of us to be part of the solution, find the answers. So you got to get up to the top of that mountain, and then you're going to have a, you know, moving forward.
More coming up, folks.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes. Twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-
That weather close because there's a doozy of a winter weather event.
Is that their word or is that your word?
The doozy?
Doozy.
Doozy's my word.
You know, when the National Weather Service uses that word, it must be one.
They call it a winter weather event. What the heck is that? A winter weather event.
Wow, can we buy tickets?
Yeah, exactly. Let's look at the Pink concert. I mean, that's an event, right? Anyway, it is going to get ugly, and ugly in the sense of heavy-duty winds and some snow, blizzard-like conditions, and it's a mess. Effects looks like it'll start tomorrow night and really impact travel Wednesday and Thursday. We're watching it close. We'll have the National Weather Service on tomorrow and talk more about it. Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us tomorrow on the program as well. She's going to talk about human trafficking. That's actually a good point for our next question for our guest, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, who, by the way, we welcome your calls, questions, and comments for as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Great resource here if you have questions or comments for our guest. And Dale, is Dale ready to go? Shane? Dale has a question, I understand, for Ron. Go ahead, Dale. We'll put you first, and then I'll go to my question next. I'd rather put you guys first. That's why the program's here. What's on your mind, Dale? Go ahead.
Thank you. Specifically, Stark County, is that considered a part of the Bakken, and what do you foresee happening in Stark County?
The Stark County actually has, if you look at what's happening over in Stark County, the Three Forks, the Bakken thins out up somewhere around the south of Watford City area there. And as you can see on the production map, if you get that map that's produced once a year, which we have at my office, it shows you kind of how, you know, in some areas you've got Bakken and Three Forks, and we get over by Partial, you have just the Bakken formation. So when you get down to the Stark County, you get kind of a little bit of a migration, and Whiting Petroleum and Fidelity and MDU subsidiary have been very successful right around the Belfield area there. There's a little window there where they've been very successful west of Dickinson. And then it seems to have thinned out again, so it's not mature, productive economic right now. You've seen some past exploration around there. So then of course some of the northern half of Stark County up along the Dunn County line has been productive Bakken, but you had a lot of historic lodgepole production underneath the city of Dickinson. You know, we've been drilling oil wells underneath the city of Dickinson since the early 90s when they really brought horizontal drilling to the forefront at a very short legs. But So I don't know, a lot of research yet to do in some of those areas. Stark County, the area north of Belfield there, you get about 10 miles north of there. There seems to be a big window there all the way up to the south side of, kind of the south end of McKenzie County there. There seems to be some big gaps, and we're seeing that in the Bakken as the windows are kind of tightening where things are really good, and then where you're going to have to potentially come up with some new technologies or the resources are just going to be different.
But I learned something today because you believe the Bakken play as it's now defined is pretty much going to be where the Bakken play is, and there's so much to do there. That's where the vast majority of this effort is going to be underway. And these stories you hear every now and then, did you hear? You know, they're drilling up north and east of Minot. Or, you know, you hear different things where they're exploring. You're saying that's going to be a very small part of the bigger picture.
Yeah, I think so. And when you look at, you know, right now the epicenter of the Bakken is really focused in and around that area from maybe Newtown over to Watford City up over by Arnagard in there, because it's the best, it's the most productive area. And I'm a pheasant hunter, Scott, and if I have a day to go hunt pheasants, am I going to go to where I know the best spots are, or am I going to go somewhere else? And that's kind of what's happening. You always have other companies with other investors come in, maybe try something here and there. There's an area north along the border up by Crosby where they've done pretty well, but then there's a gap that comes down there somewhat north of Williston and up there. So you're finding these gaps where the resource change, and every well is different. So even though in those areas you think you're going to get oil, the technology or the development is different. You might get more of that water. Again, we're exploring where there was a former seabed. So you're drilling down into that sea that was like Costa Rica 360 million years ago, where those plant and animal matter were deposited and turned that into crude oil. So you never quite know what you're going to get.
Dale, appreciate the call. Others welcome. For Ron Nessa, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, at 800-228-0550. He'll be here at the top of the hour. If you have a question or comment, get it in now, 800-228-0550. I mentioned that Senator Heidi Heitkamp will join us tomorrow. She held a press conference in Fargo on Friday, or Saturday rather, talking about human trafficking. And she made a comment that, human trafficking is on the rise because of the oil patch. And Western North Dakota was where the lion's share of the problem was. And something related to the fact that, there's an influx of young males, and therefore they would be the perfect candidate for this element. And I bristled a little bit at that, and I'm going to ask her a little bit about this tomorrow, because it seems to me there's this long list of things we blame oil for, right? A grain train derails, hits an oil truck, and all of a sudden it's the oil industry's fault, right? You've got an oil spill north of Tioga and lacks the federal oversight from what we've learned now, and all of a sudden it's the oil's fault. I mean, Do you ever get a sense of, traffic, human trafficking, that it's like one punch after another, Ron?
Well, certainly that's good for job security, Scott, because every Monday you never know what's coming at you. But, I think it's all part of a North Dakota issue. Is it an oil issue? Is it a Bakken issue? It does everything that happens west, of course, gets branded with Bakken. And rightly so or wrongly so, I don't think that's really the issue. The issue is, what are we going to do to solve it? How are we going to get more law enforcement resources in place if it's that issue? If it's whatever other issue. We had such an issue before with traffic in the west and speeding and those things. Well, legislature put, I think, about 23 new police officers out there over the last two legislative sessions. I think it had a big impact. We probably need 23 more, because it's just the influx of people, the volume of people, are going to create more crime-related issues. And, of course, the economics of that element of society follow the economics of the world. And you're going to have more of those people trying to move into those areas and do those things. I think if you talk to the people out there, some of the drug-related issues have always been in the community. It's just now that there's volume. And of course, that attracts more activity in that. So we need to ramp up, I still think, our resources for those issues related to crime, because the oil and gas companies or the people that we bring here to work or live here and work want the same thing we all want. So whether it's in Fargo or whether it's in Williston or whether it's anywhere, we need to do our best to provide safe communities good schools, all of those things, and we strongly support that. We will support anything related to enhancing, whether it's regulatory authority. We've learned a lot in the Bakken about regulations of oil and gas, and we have supported, I bet, 95% of the regulatory changes that have been brought forth. Now, we have to use some common sense. We've had a tremendous number of them. I think we had 47 new ones a couple weeks ago here. We had, you know, 26 a few years ago. We had 81 legislative bills related to oil. You know, the same thing goes back to using common sense, good North Dakota common sense on whether it's regulations or more resources for these areas.
Another call for Ron, 800-228-0550 is the telephone call. We had a call that came in a moment ago from Seminole Butte, and we lost our connection, so that caller wants to call back in. You can, but Monty is next up with a question for Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Monty.
I'm just wondering if there's any drilling going on in the Tyler. I had heard a while back something out by Bellfield, and I'm just curious as to where it was.
That's a good question, and I should have added that to the previous question around Stark County. You know, there was a lot of talk about the Tyler, and the Tyler is a unique resource. There's geology in that area, let's just say south and west of the interstate from really Dickinson down to Bowman County, you know, that has got geological characteristics that make it look like there may be some activity in production activity down there. There is a drilling rig that's operating down there now, very exploratory. My sense is that they're going to keep poking around down there, and they'll, again, this is more channeled oil. It's not going to be a world-class resource like the Bakken, in my estimation, but I think you're going to have to drill a fair number of holes to figure out what the resource is and what the technology required will be. And but I think that there's some potential down there, and time will tell.
Appreciate the call, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. Castleton and the train derailment has been in the news. Again, the facts of the case as we know them to this point, eastbound train carrying oil hit by a westbound train carrying some ag products. And obviously the cold might have led to some incident there. There's been other derailments in that particular area. But again, oil is, by some, ultimately the culprit, and all of a sudden prompting all kinds of discussions of slowdown and everything. Just talk about the reaction to the train derailment and, you know, to your earlier point, what you think are the best focus for the solutions.
Well, I think, first of all, I you know, in the situation where we had the oil spill up near Tioga, in the middle of a farmer's wheat field, it's 7 acres. These 7 acres is essentially what is equivalent to one Bakken pad. Let's be glad it was where it was. It's contained. They're going to do a great job reclaiming it, get it back together. What are we going to learn from it? We'll see if there's better monitoring techniques. I'm sure they'll be required or employed. On the Castleton train incident, again, you know, let's all be very, very glad it happened where it did. It happened in an area that, you know, was a safe zone to some extent. But, you know, the key there is let's keep the train on the tracks. And lots of discussion about safer rail cars. We support safer rail cars, but my gosh, we got to keep the train on the tracks, because I don't care what that train is carrying. If you collide trains together, you're going to have a bad situation. So I think there are operational issues within the emergency response systems of the on the trains. Certainly the cars are going to be looked at, but the, you know, BNSF was up in their CEO was up in Grand Forks talking about like $4 billion of investment being made into track, and a big number of that's coming into North Dakota, which our tracks haven't been upgraded for a long time. So I think that's a great step, but we got to keep those trains on the tracks. And I think it also gives us all a wake-up call to the importance of pipelines. Pipelines are the most safe, reliable. You know, we have pipelines all over this country. If you've never seen a pipeline map crisscrossing this country, we all have pipelines carrying natural gas into our homes. Pipelines are critical, and we need to, you know, if there are obstacles to pipelines, we need to look at the big picture to pipelines. We need more pipelines out in the Bakken region as well to get those, reduce those flares, because it's all about pipelines. If you get more pipelines, you get less flares, you get less trucks, you get less dust, you get less traffic accidents, blah, blah, blah.
Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our guest for one more segment. We'll continue after a short timeout. 800-228-0550. Put that on your speed dial and let us know what's on your mind. We'll continue. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hey, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, you'll want to check out North Dakota's newest and best truck wash, the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. With freezing temperatures, now's the time to get rid of that heavy and costly mud buildup on your vehicle. They have two heated bays, $3.5 million facility, and you know what? They can take care of Bakken mud. They also have great VIP service, free coffee, free Wi-Fi, relax in front of the big screen TV, take a hot shower. Well, they take care of your truck and get rid of the most extreme mud, dirt, and ice conditions found anywhere in the U.S. with this state-of-the-art facility. Now with all new hours, open 7 days a week, 4 a.m. to midnight. Get a load of this. Get 10% off between 7 p.m. and midnight and 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Give them a call. They'll guide you in. 701-628-1550. 701-628-1550. You'll find them just south of the Senex off Highway 2 or look for the signs off Highway 8 at 8139 61st Street Northwest in Stanley, North Dakota. The all-new North Dakota Truck Wash. Check out the new facilities and you'll love the good folks at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They know how to clean Bakken trucks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
Soybean producers interested in receiving intensive soybean management training should plan to attend one of three Getting It Right in Soybean Production meetings in January. North Dakota State University Extension Service faculty and staff will discuss soybean research underway and 2014 production issues. Meeting dates are Tuesday, January 14th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Velva Senior Center on Main Street North in Velva, North Dakota. Wednesday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Mohall Emergency Services Building on Central Avenue North in Mohall, North Dakota. And Tuesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Wishick American Legion Post on 2nd Avenue North in Wishick, North Dakota. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Minutes left on What's on Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. Senator Heidi Heitkamp joins us tomorrow to talk both about the federal ball drop on regulations on rail cars. It's been proposed for about 2 years. Railroads have signed off on them, and in addition to that, obviously, Ron's point, what efforts are being done just to keep the train on the tracks, too. So we'll talk about that, and also a new bipartisan effort on human trafficking. So tomorrow on the program, plus your calls, of course. Gilbert in Dickinson has a question, though, for our guest, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. You're next, Gilbert, go ahead.
Marathon was drilling a horizontal Tyler well south of Bellfield. Has this been a successful attempt for them?
Your analysis is right. Marathon is drilling a test well. That information is confidential for a six month period, and I'm not sure if they've completed that well or not. But nobody knows.
Ron, there was a video circulating not long ago of some tap water on fire in North Dakota, and some folks use that to say, "See, this is the kind of stuff we're getting because of fracking and drilling." What did you make of that video?
Well, I saw that and I actually got an email just today about that. And this was kind of the thing that Gasland was promulgated on, the movie that showed that this gas is on fire because of hydraulic fracturing. I would encourage you to have the Geological Survey, North Dakota Geological Survey, on and have them talk about that. They did a study that lasted about 3 or 4 years. They went around, they found all the old anecdotal stories of, Charlie lighting his barn with gas in Emmons County, and they went all over the state. I think there was a washing machine that blew up near Hillsboro. So they went all over the state to try and, capture this in order to really assess where the state's shallow natural gas resources are. This is shallow gas that wants to be released. It's in the ground, and of course it wants out. So there's shallow gas deposits all across the state, and certainly when you drill a water well and you drill through that shallow gas, you essentially are tapping into that methane source, and it's in your water. So it's in the same vein as your water.
So in other words, it's been there long before fracking, and probably will be there long after.
Well, it's in the ground. It's shallow natural gas, and that Gasland movie has been kind of debunked on that fact that they didn't use truth and good science and all of those things. But when you drill an oil well, there are so many casings. You drill about a big casing hole and you cement that down through the water zones, and then you put another casing in and you cement that down through that. Now we're talking, quarter inch thick steel. So you've got about three layers that are cemented through that freshwater zone in North Dakota. Again, our regulatory standards have always, I think, been at the top of the heap as far as states that know how to grasp the regulations to ensure, because that well integrity is really the issue, which I've always felt a lot of discussion about hydraulic fracturing all the way across the world. They're off mark. What they should be worried about is the well integrity as you drill those wells through those zones like that, through the freshwater zone. So you drill through the freshwater zone down to 2,400 feet. You encase all of that. You cement all of that to ensure that oil and gas, when it's coming up or going or you're drilling through it, is not leaking up into the surface.
Another issue that tends to create a little bit of hysteria, especially in the media and among critics of fossil fuel development in general, is flaring. Give us a quick flaring update. Are we making progress in processing facilities and gathering systems for it? How much longer will flaring be a part of North Dakota's landscape?
Well, flaring is always going to occur because it's a safe method to handle that gas on the location. When you may have an electrical disruption, when you have any other type of thing, you want to flare that gas, and it's from a climate standpoint, it's much safer to flare it than vent it. So we're always going to have flaring. The question is what's the right amount and the allowable amount? Our flaring task force has been meeting since September. We make a presentation to the Industrial Commission on the 29th. From that, I'm hopeful that we'd love to come on and talk about those recommendations that we're going to have. We're going to make progress on flaring. The issue is just like everything else. You want to get that gas, in pipelines. You want to get processing facilities built. Industry has spent over $6 billion. They're going to spend a lot more. That gas has got great economic opportunities for the state of North Dakota. But when you look at the possibility of a fertilizer plant in Jamestown, one near Grand Forks, that's just the tip of the iceberg. The Power Commission is commissioned a study to look at the value-added opportunities for natural gas liquids. What else can we do across the state in terms of, when you have natural gas liquids, we have things like ethane and butane and propane. From there, you can make products that the world wants. So what are the niche markets in North Dakota? How do we value that product, just like we've done with agricultural products in the state? I think it's pretty exciting, and it's going to take us a while to get a handle on this flaring thing, but I think you're going to see some good positive steps moving forward.
Only have about a minute left, but I want you to get a plug-in for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference that you sponsor in conjunction with the Department of Mineral Resources, a world-class event, and the agenda's up online right now, huh?
The agenda went online this morning, and we are thrilled to have many of the Bakken CEOs coming, the new CEO for Marathon. Of course, Harold Hamm, Jim Volker from Continental, and Whiting, along with Tommy Neuse, the CEO from Oasis. These are the leaders in the Bakken. We are expecting a huge crowd. Registration begins on January 29th, and it's going to be just another great event at the Bismarck Civic Center. And we're hoping for more days like this so they continue to get work done on the expansion, because we're going to have over 500 exhibitors, and it's pretty good. So we're going to ramp that thing up on the 29th. And if you recall, 2 years ago we had 300 booths. We sold them out in 17 minutes. So we're hoping at least it lasts a half hour this time. But get your hotel rooms, because Bismarck CVB has done a wonderful job. They've got a bureau for all the hotel rooms, but that's been the big issue. We had people 100-mile radius staying at every hotel possible.
NorthDakotaOilCan.com will get you to the links.
Yeah, it's WBPC, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, ND.com. We'll get you directly to that website.
Sounds good.
Oil.org.
It's coming in May 2014. Going to be a great event. Thanks, Juan. Appreciate the time today.
Thanks, Scott. Anytime. I'd love to come and answer any questions people have.
See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest for a clean, comfortable, affordable room. Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.